Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be a part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time that you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
Hello, Oklahoma. This is Wava with Here Again, and we are pleased to announce our annual giveaway through the end of December. Basically, 1 in 10 people who purchase hearing aids will get them free. Because we are all over the state of Oklahoma, you need to call and see what city is close to your location and ask for the details when you call. Call us in Oklahoma City at 405-748-5920. Don't forget to call us at 405-748-5920.
Hear again so you can understand again.
Cattle futures were lower today on the feeder cattle. We were down about 2 points on the January feeders at 124.15 and 17 to 40 lower on back. Live cattle, on the other hand, were a touch higher at 40 to 60 cents on the live cattle, with D's at 109.50. Midday box beef choice was up 105 at 186.73. Select at 170.17, up $1.44. So those are inching higher. And choice select spread is $16.56 on 83 loads and trading. The feeder cattle index is, as of yesterday anyway, is 127.22. That was up 22 from the previous day. And of course, the cash market's coming along nicely here. About 7,600 expected tomorrow on the Fed Cattle Exchange live cattle auction. And of course, markets are closed Thursday for Thanksgiving, so kind of a broken up week here. This afternoon, we've got a cold storage report, which is going to be released at 2 p.m. Estimates for beef are 526 million pounds, pork 627 million pounds. That is on both occasions higher than where we were last year at this time. On beef, it's higher than last month. On pork, it's a little lower than last month. And again, that's 2 p.m. this afternoon.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain futures today were higher again. We had corn up a penny, back above 350 on December corn, up to 351, up 1 1/4. Beans continue to lead the way to the upside. Soybeans in March were up 11 1/4, 1039 3/4. That is the highest level we have seen since July. We're significantly above the moving average by about 50 cents at this point. So a lot of optimism there in the bean market. And I guess it's also met with some surprise that the U.S. dollar going higher has not really hampered the export market up to this point. So the exports continue to be really robust and strong here. We're also getting some short covering here on behalf of the farmer that has been short. And hedge funds, of course, are still long the soybeans. Now, wheat was about a penny higher in Chicago, about 3 cents higher in Kansas City. The December options or December futures first notice day is next Wednesday. So the funds that are long will be rolling those long positions out to further out months. And that's next Thursday. And then outside futures, of course, everybody's talking about the Dow Jones getting over 19,000. December Dow hit as high as 19,002. The U.S. dollar is up 9. 30-year bonds are also up 9. And then crude oil is down 15 cents. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.